Where's the stock market headed? Up, down, or just plain sideways? Where are the best opportunities right now? Dave cuts through the fluff in a no-nonsense manner. Random Thoughts with Dave Landry Podcast. Here's your host, Dave Landry.
This is your Random Thoughts Podcast for Friday, April 29th, 2016. 17 Secrets to Successful Trading. Number 1. The number one secret to trading is that there is no secret. Marketers love to prey upon you because they know you're searching. And I quote, make $10 million in just 10 minutes a day, unquote. I was actually approached to mail that to my newsletter subscribers. You can't make this stuff up. No one knows exactly what a market will do. Not you, not me, and not the guy who screams on TV. This is actually huge. The fact that there is no secret allows the hard-working little guy to compete with the big boys. Number 2. Average intelligence is enough. In fact, the smarter you are, the longer it might take because you'll be tempted to outsmart the market versus simply following along. As William Eckert said, I haven't seen much correlation between good trading and intelligence. Many outstanding, intelligent people are horrible traders. Average intelligence is enough. Beyond that, emotional makeup is more important. This brings us to our next point. Number 3. Attitude is more important than aptitude. A market will do whatever it wants, regardless of what you think it should do or how you feel about it. The distance between you and your success is the distance between your ears. As Jesse Livermore once said, a stock speculator sometimes makes mistakes and knows that he is making them. Number 4. A market can only do 3 things. Go up, go down, or go sideways. That might seem like a big Captain Obvious statement, but many fight the trends or try to make one when there is none. In my column is my actual business card, and no, the bull is not humping the bear and smiling about it. That'll make a little more sense once you see the column. Before you even think about plotting any indicator, ask yourself, is the market lower, higher, or about the same as it was days, weeks, months, and even years ago? The only way to profit from a trade is to capture a trend, period. You must sell higher than you bought or cover lower than you shorted. So focus on just that, finding trends and getting on them. Study price, and only price. This brings us to our next point. Number 5. News is noise. The media would have you believe that it's very easy to connect the dots between what's happening in the world and its effect on stocks. If that's all you had to do, a lot more journalists would become traders. This is not to say that news doesn't move markets. It does. However, often the reaction to the news is muted or even completely opposite of what it logically should be. This is because big funds might use the liquidity to exit on good news or the news might already be baked into the cake. Number 6. Every methodology has its nuances. Learn and embrace them. There will be times when you print money. You can't let that go to your head. There will be times when you lose money. You can't become distraught. And there will be times when there is nothing to do. You'll have to let the market come to you. If conditions aren't conducive to your system, you'll have to learn how to wait. For a trend following methodology, this means waiting patiently while a market is trading sideways. Do nothing unless there is something to do. Peter Mathey said it best. Don't invent trades. When it comes time for me to pick a protege, I'd pick someone who's patient any day over someone who's smart. Number 7. Trading done properly can often be quite boring. Speaking of waiting, don't look to the market for entertainment. Go to Vegas instead. It's a lot cheaper. Or, as I often joke, have an affair. That way you only lose half of your money. Seriously, patience is probably the best-kept secret when it comes to trading. I'll often quote Jimmy Rogers. I just wait until his money line in the corner, and all I have to do is go over there and pick it up. I do nothing in the meantime. In spite of all my teaching and preaching, any time that I suggest we mostly sit on our hands, my inbox begins filling with emails. There has to be something we can do. What if we... Number 8. You just need one, and only one, simple methodology. I've told the story ad nauseum, but I'm going to keep telling it until everyone gets it. I used to spend a lot of time programming trading systems. Every day, I'd come home with a new system, sometimes more than just one. When I arrived at home, I'd tell my bride, Marcy, how excited I was about my latest discovery, spouting off the statistics. And she would suffer food gladly until one day she had a question. As you married guys know, sometimes your wife can ask some really tough questions. She asked, how many trading systems do you really need? That was an epiphany for me. You need just one. You need the one that's conceptually correct, the one that makes sense to you, and above all, the one that you could follow consistently. If you can't trade one system, what makes you think that you could trade a dozen? Do one thing and do it well. And by the way, keep it simple. It'll be much easier to follow a simple system than a more complex one. Further, most complex systems can be boiled down to something much simpler anyway. The next time someone shows you the latest grail, plot a moving average on a chart, or better yet, draw some arrows, and see if you can get similar or better results. I'm just saying. Number 9, you must plan the trade to trade to plan. Yes, that's cliche, but most don't. They'd rather wing it. People wing it because the moment you make the plan is the moment that you admit that you could be wrong. And many of those who do plan the trade fail to follow the plan because they think they can outsmart the market by interjecting logic into the equation. The market's headed higher, but my stock is not. I better get out. The stock has had a pretty good run. I don't think it will go any further. Or worse, they let hope rear its ugly head. My stop has been hit, but the stock is oversold. I'm going to wait to see if it'll come back. Next to overtrading, lack of planning and micromanagement of the plan are the biggest sins that I see. Yes, wing it and micromanagement will occasionally pay off shorter term, but never longer term. You must obsess before you get into a trade, not afterwards. Number 10, you cannot separate emotions from trading. Many preach that you must eliminate emotions from trading. Unfortunately, it is impossible to make a decision, any decision, without emotions. Shaw Damasio. Through illness or injury, the unfortunate who have had their emotional part of their brain damaged can no longer make decisions. Any decision. One decision has no emotional consequence over the other, so they arrive at a stalemate. Therefore, you must embrace and not try to eliminate your emotions. At some point, all trades will go against you. You either get stopped out or give up some open profits in the end. Number 11, the market is a really bad teacher. It'll encourage you to take small profits before they evaporate, and then you watch in anguish as the stock takes off without you. It'll encourage you not to use stops because the last 10 times, the stocks came right back after stopping you out. This time, though, you end up with a huge loss. And mediocre times, it'll encourage you to jump ship over to the church of what's happening now instead of just staying the course. You'll never reap the rewards of a methodology if you're constantly changing methodologies. Write that down. Number 12, you're going to be wrong a lot. Get used to it. I'd make a lot more money in my educational business if I spent more time touting how great the methodology is and less time talking about how you can and often will be wrong. Number 13, money and position management is crucial. Any trade, no matter how well thought, has the potential to become a loser. And BTW, all trades, even the good ones, will end badly. The trend will eventually turn against you. As I wrote in Layman's, money management will cure a multitude of sins. If you're trading at a proper size, then it will be much easier to follow the methodology. Number 15, you'll need some experience. You don't decide to become a surgeon on Friday, read a book over the weekend, and then begin cutting on people on Monday. Yet, in trading, many just dive right in. In fact, the more successful people are in their current or prior career, the more they think they can transfer that success to trading. You didn't become a doctor, a lawyer, or an automatic transmission mechanic overnight. Trading, even if done only casually, should be treated no differently. Number 16, the market doesn't move on your time frame. Even with experience, it's still going to take some time. You cannot put self-imposed deadlines upon yourself. Unfortunately, in spite of what certain system sellers might try to tell you, a market will not give you a steady paycheck. Sometimes, you'll just have to wait. You're not going to get rich overnight, but if you work hard, longer term, you'll be pleasantly surprised. Number 17, you must be present to win. You never know when the next big trends will come along. Recently, in my core trading service, someone said that they were taking a break because there would not likely be any new setups for the, and I quote, foreseeable future. I certainly couldn't argue with him because I didn't see anything on the horizon either. Yet, literally, the next day I found two stocks which have turned into our biggest winner so far this year, both with gains in excess of 65%. And counting, knock on wood. As Sakota sang in the Whipsaw song, one big winner pays for them all. Check it out. See my liked videos on YouTube. You don't trade when it's convenient. You trade when an opportunity presents itself. To the markets. Well, I've been preaching ad nauseum that it's not a good idea to buy a market when it's having a V-shaped recovery at high levels into resistance. Maybe now we're beginning to see why. The market is stalling right at supply. There's nothing magical about this. It's just human nature to look to get off the hook at break even. This doesn't mean that we haven't been buying stocks. We've just taken a market of stocks versus a stock market approach. We found some commodity-related issues that have rallied in spite of the market and a speculative issue that did the same. The point I've been making is now is not the time to buy stocks in general. You have to pick your spots very carefully. Things are beginning to unfold to get interesting. The dollar continues to slide. This helps commodities along since they are dollar denominated. Gold, the commodity, is breaking out nicely. The gold stocks have gotten a nice head start here. Wait for the next pullback before looking to get aboard. You don't have to be Newton to see that apple is falling. This could be a sign and not just one bad apple. When a widely held and loved stock begins to fail, it causes a ripple effect. This could be fodder for an entire column. Rather than bore you too late, just know that indices will weaken, especially cap-weighted indices, because it is a component. Funds will be forced to sell due to window undressing, and some brave analysts might even recommend a sell. Well, it'll have to at least half before that happens. Sectors such as software, durables, health services, and retail that have recovered in a V-shaped manner like the market itself are beginning to fail. Yes, I'm a huge fan of trading relative strength, but there are times when it is dangerous. Go back a few weeks in my weekend charts, see videos on my website for our lengthy discussion on this. The recent slide in bonds appears to have put a shot across the bow of interest rate sensitive areas such as real estate and utilities. So what do we do? For the most part, I think we wait. We could see a plethora of short side setups in the aforementioned areas that are stalling at their old highs. I'm not a huge fan of the short side, but as traders, you have to play the hand that's dealt. So far, the commodities continue to rally nicely. Therefore, continue to look for opportunities here, but again, wait for pullbacks since they have been in a pretty good run as of late. There's really no secret to trading this market. Well, other than the aforementioned 17. May the trend be with you. Dave Landry.
Want to learn more about trading? Visit DaveLandry.com for free reports, articles, videos, and live webinars. Got a question on trading? Email Dave at Dave@DaveLandry.com.